It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
You could spend a dollar in that app on your phone. Buy a digital hat for your digital avatar's digital pet dolphin. He likes it. Then again, he's not real. Maybe get a Crunchwrap slider at Taco Bell instead. Four delicious flavors like Sriracha Chicken and Spicy Beefy Nacho for just a buck each. Sorry, buddy. No, I refuse to be guilt-tripped by a pretend dolphin. Crunchwrap sliders, they're real and real delicious. Only at Taco Bell. Click the banner or order online at TacoBell.com. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Finances.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls beat the Raptors 104-97 last night. Tony Snell came up big in the fourth quarter. He tied Paul Gasol for the team lead with 22 points. Derrick Rose added 20 more. Rookie Bobby Portis with 12 points and 9 rebounds. Derrick Rose said afterwards he had no complaints.
They played great. Like I said earlier, they looked more organized. They knew who was getting the ball, who was shooting the ball, and everybody wasn't stagnant when one person caught the ball, so it looked all right.
Bulls have now won two of their last three and are 7-2 against the top four seeds from either conference, according to Casey Johnson. Bulls host the Pacers tomorrow night. Mike Dunleavy was shooting free throws at today's practice. To football, where the Bears have the day off today before they start getting ready for their final game of the season against Detroit on Sunday. College football, bunch of bowl games on tap for today. California takes on Air Force in the Armed Forces Bowl. That one starts right now at 1 o'clock. North Carolina faces Baylor in the Russell Athletic Bowl today at 4:30. Nevada and Colorado State play in the Arizona Bowl tonight at 6:30. And then LSU and Texas Tech face off in the Texas Bowl tonight at 8. To the ice, Blackhawks are in Arizona to take on the Coyotes tonight. Blackhawks defenseman David Runblad cleared waivers today. He'll remain with the organization for now. And in baseball, the Yankees acquired closer Aroldis Chapman from the Reds in exchange for four minor leaguers. Chapman is still under investigation by MLB for a domestic incident that took place at his home in late October. He could be facing a lengthy suspension. And in baseball, MLB.com's Jesse Sanchez says the White Sox and Orioles are the main suitors for free agent outfielder Yoenis Cespedes. He says the Rangers, Giants, and Angels are also in the mix. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special Chicago Bears guest Mitch Unrein, broadcasting tonight live from the Beehive Tavern and Grill in St. Charles for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field, brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our updates today. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Rick Camp was our solo producer here in the holiday formation, with Brendan McCaffrey coming in every once in a while and opening the door and saying, just want you to know, we're all counting on you. And then closing it and backing away slowly. He's Barry Rosner, and he was my partner today. He will be again tomorrow and on Thursday as well. Thank you to our guests today, which included Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, Antrell Roll of the Bears, and Kegs and Eggs, Adam Kramer from Bleacher Report. Time now for the Shift Change, which is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. And here they are, Dan Bernstein and Joe Cowley. Have you guys worked together before?
At Lehman's.
Well, play ball, yeah.
Playing ball together, that's about it.
No, we have. I think at the other... At the other building, we hosted a show.
Did we?
We did, yeah.
Okay.
So what's Lehman's? I thought Lehman's was a department store.
No, it was
a brokerage firm.
It was a club. That's where I met Jason Goff. He brought Goff there.
Yeah, brought Goff to play with us. Yeah, it was.
It's when Dan was showing that he had black friends for the first time.
Look at this. Look what I found. But yeah.
So you worked together then? You ran like a little, what, like a two-man game?
So 3-on-3? No, it was 3-on-3.
It was full court 3-on-3.
Full court or half court?
And there was our post guy right there.
That's right, because I couldn't shoot.
Because I ain't going in the post. So
that's why eventually mouth guard, goggles.
Yeah, he looked like Mr. Glass by the end of his career.
And
wow.
That's what my wife said. You look like an idiot. You probably should stop playing basketball.
That's not the first time she said that.
I really like to believe that Bernsey is a ball stopper who just doesn't run anything.
Oh, no, you would be surprised of what, I mean, obviously... How many years ago? 15?
Yeah, so since I tore my knee up, I haven't played.
In the post, in the post, he had that kind of that power point guard. I'll post guys up. He was tough in the post.
Wow. You know why? Nerf hoop. Because when you spend your entire career playing dorm room nerf
hoop, the basket.
You'll learn all sorts of little drop steps and maneuvers and everything, and then you never learn how to shoot.
Yeah, and then I shoot from 40 and call it a good shot. Yep.
And you're the problem with basketball. You're ruining basketball.
And then I declare myself the leader.
So, are you a Motorhead fan?
I was never really a Motorhead fan, but I appreciated the thing that is Lemmy.
I
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That dude had a remarkable personality and attitude and full-on rock starness, just didn't give an F and said so often.
No, he believed in the life. He believed in the life and he led it.
For sure.
He looked like it and led it, and I sort of saw this and, oh, okay, I didn't know he was 70.
Yeah.
But they...
not bad for him to make 70.
Oh, my God, that's a win.
So
it's an achievement.
Reading that he got this diagnosis of this... horrible aggressive cancer that just ate him up in 2 days, but he'd been hanging out and continued to hang out at a place in a famous bar in West Hollywood called the Rainbow, which has been a nexus of rock and roll and various musical genres forever, many different incarnations, all sorts of cultural references. And they tweeted out, this bar tweeted out, it was something to the effect of RIP Lemmy. Let's all remember, let's raise a glass to him and all remember him where you could usually find him, upstairs playing his favorite video game. And
Dig Dug.
No, click on it, and it's him, and he's smoking and drinking, and he's seated at one of those little television box-looking multiple games like trivia and cards.
Yeah.
And but it's true, that's like 4 nights a week, that's what he did. He would be there at that bar doing it, but I'm picturing it, but right before I clicked, I'm like, please be Hubert. Frogger, please be Frogger, or Moon Patrol.
Lemmy, terrific Q-Bert player,
right.
Just like, phenomenal.
There's so many ways that could go.
Oh, and I'm not surprised. The smoking, drinking, bar room, the multi-game.
That's where he lived. That's where he sat. That's what made him happy in his old age.
Boy. That's some of what made him happy.
Right, but I'm just like, please be Frogger. It's like, ooh, I'm on the log. I got the fly. Yes, I made it. The Ace of Spades.
Yeah, sorry, didn't get that. We got a couple cuts in there. Yeah, Ace of Spades and Voices in the Sky in there and played them earlier.
They were bad, though, right?
Motorhead? I never really listened, man. I really didn't. Like, after a while, you know me, it's like, I always say about AC/DC, I love that album they always put out. You know what I mean? It's the same. And after a while, that stuff, it doesn't have enough depth for me to, like, keep going back and going back and go. I hear it, I'm like, okay, yeah, man, I get it. I dig it. It's just not my thing.
And they have the useless umlaut in their name.
Do not go after the useless umlaut.
Why?
Which is a great spinoff band by them, but actually. Umlaut.
That's a metal trope, right? Like Motley Crue, they've got it.
They've got a little thing.
Husker Du had it, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't know about...
They're not metal.
No. I don't know what Husker Du means. I should know what Husker Du means, and I don't.
I I don't know if you should or not.
No, I think I really, really should.
Okay.
I'm depressed now. No,
you can work on that tonight.
All right, so Cali said appointed himself the leader. I mean, let's get right to it, because why didn't he hang out last night? Why did he...
He's gone.
Why did he have 5 points and seem emotionally detached?
Like he was point shaving? It seemed like a point shaving game.
Had his Ernie Cobb moment. And we talked to Casey earlier. Casey said he like seemed like mentally there's a little something going on there, and then he bailed at the end of the night. What was that about for Jimmy last night?
I think he doesn't like the new assistant coach they have, Coach Reg. We talked to. They got Coach Reg now. You got to watch Bulls games. You got to watch the end zone where Coach Reggie Rose is. He's starting to coach the boys up. Casey and I were talking about
getting
during the game.
AAU band back together.
He's got that AAU Inglewood team going again.
Well,
about 3 times the ball went to Jimmy, and Coach Reg yelled out, "Reverse the effing ball!" I mean, screamed it. And the first time I looked at Casey, I go, "Was that Reggie?" And he's like, "So we listened, and we look at each other." And then at halftime, Derek, which I've never seen him do this. Now, obviously, this is just year four for me. Maybe he did it early on when he could walk. I don't know. But he comes over out of the halftime after the Jesse White Jumpers performed.
Tumblers,
sorry.
Maybe there's a new crew called the Jumpers.
This is an offshoot of
them. Some guys who can jump.
Yeah, they do. But if they're the Jumpers, they would never, like, right, you know, never tumble.
That's the trick.
And he went right over to Coach Reg, and they talked about something, shook hands, and... And Derek sat the whole fourth quarter, so I don't know what was going on.
They were talking about his 401k.
Yeah, it was a bizarre night. This started a couple weeks ago.
Rebalancing time.
This started a couple weeks ago. There was a game, maybe it was Memphis, where Derek was looking over him, and he's just like, just shoot it, just shoot. He's making the shooting
Reg
motion,
Reg?
Just shoot it. Oh, yeah, Coach Reg, coach him up.
And that interaction is not new.
That's the first time. I think it is new.
So is Jimmy mad at that?
I don't know if he's mad at that. I just think Jimmy was just... He almost looked exhausted and disengaged. And
when you are the appointed leader, either by self or
empowered, have nights like that.
In this case, by self.
Hostile takeover.
And then you come out and it's obvious that you really don't know what the hell you're doing as a leader. You really don't know what the hell you're doing. And you're trying, and you bust your ass all the time, but you're trying to say some things, and really all they've done is divide people and piss people off.
And emasculate the coach.
Right, and emasculate the coach. And then some of the players come over and talk to you about it. Joe has tried to talk to him, right?
Right.
So Jimmy's going to go through an awkward period here where he's either going to settle in and figure out what his actual role is going to be, or he's going to rebel against it.
Well, he knows at the end of the day he's last man standing, so however he approaches it, it doesn't matter. He's got 5 years. Only he and the coach have 5 years. Everyone else... See how long you have.
You got to be there post game, though. I mean, you're the $92 million guy.
Without question. Say what you want about Derek.
He's there.
Always there post game.
Great leaders, or even those who appoint themselves as such, are there post game, whether they have good days or bad days. You got to be there. And if you're there, it's 3 questions. I had a bad night. It happens. And it's not a story.
It's one of the things I really respected about Michael, even when we were combative with each other on the beat, that dude, he would get himself together. He would present himself after the game and perfectly put together and answered every last question, and would never, I mean, no matter what, no matter if he had 50, no matter if he had 18, it didn't matter.
That's what professionals do.
Right.
You know, what's interesting about Reggie screaming reverse the effing ball is that Jimmy oftentimes is not doing the things that they're wanting to do.
He's
offensively.
The ball stopper.
Right.
On two of the possessions, you could tell it was definitely called pick and roll on Jimmy's side. Now, whether they wanted to go pick and roll, see what they had, and then reverse it and go pick and roll on Derek's side, I mean, it never got to that point. But Coach Reg was very vocal that ball needs to be reversed.
What this thing needs is Reggie.
Another coach.
It was Reggie.
Sideline coach.
I mean, you already have the chaos that is... Hoiberg being emasculated and not really stepping up and hammering back, and you have
Pax,
Jimmy and Derek, and
Pax,
you got Pax and Gar.
The team.
You got Pax and Gar, who aren't always necessarily on the same page anymore.
I just wrote about that today. I was talking to someone last week, and his exact quote is, "It will be quite the scene when it comes to see when they have to start eating each other." Because this is coach number 4 or 5, I believe, for that regime.
It's like sharks in the womb,
right,
where only one emerges.
And okay, so now how many coaches are you allowed I mean, and I'm even saying this under Jerry Reinsdorf's own team, where you basically have a scholarship for life. But how many managers or coaches are you allowed before all of a sudden the focus turns on you?
And they've given them long leashes, too, the coaches. Not like they run through coaches, because no. I think Thibs was, what, the third longest tenured coach?
Right.
I mean, they hire guys and they let them...
Choke him a couple times. And
then well, you know, maybe grab a tie once in a while, kick him in the nuts. But
after the Reinsdorf statement about Thibodeau, he can't very well do something with Pax now.
Yeah, he went so hard.
But
on the
they are tied to Hoiberg, especially Gar. Mm-hmm. Gar, I mean, this the perfect thing. And Gar, look, Gar, I've talked about this before. Gar is the perfect general manager / survivor. And you already hear stuff going around the NBA that I didn't trade LaMarcus Aldridge. I wasn't the one that did that. So, you know, this if this gets to that ticky-tack stuff, it will be interesting to see if they turn on each other.
See, but Gar has always been that guy, that survivor, as you say.
That runs under the fridge when the lights are turned on?
Yeah, but if he's going to...
You can't survive in that league without being oily.
You can't survive in this organization if you're going against Paxton.
He's not going to win that one.
That's not his end game. His end game isn't to win here. Exactly. Yeah. His end game is to survive and get a
look
job
at my
elsewhere.
Resume. This wasn't on my resume. This was
this
Pax.
This isn't me. So I don't think he's fighting an internal battle so much as setting up how he presents to the league.
Well, great. Somebody else can enjoy that.
Good to see that team doesn't have any agendas going this year.
So if he's saying, look, I didn't trade LaMarcus, who gets credit for drafting Tosh? Who gets credit for drafting Jimmy? Who's he giving credit for? I'm sure he's taking that.
It's who wants to take that credit. I mean, to me, Pax, at the end of the day, he doesn't really care about all that stuff, especially if he feels that he has this leash that allows him to go or stray wherever he wants to go. Does he really care at the end of the day? There are guys in this town that want to put their stamp on every move made. Pax doesn't strike me as one of those.
Well, it'll be more fun if that circus, as it continues, also includes more wins. That'd be fun.
They'll win games. I mean,
I'm not talking about just win games. I'm talking about like win legit games. Like if they start doing some of the things, if Derek, whether it's Coach Reg or whatever's doing it, if he keeps attacking like that, you know, and Jimmy gets a little more relaxed and starts running some of the stuff, and Bobby Portis keeps getting minutes, they're going to win some games
of
consequence.
And Noah stays hurt. New York. And Noah stays out because their offense is so much better when he's not in it. That what Hoiberg wants to do, when the problem is Noah, because he's always trying to be the role guy, because it's really his entire offensive game.
He wants the ball in his hands.
But he comes over, he brings a defender to a more dangerous offensive player.
But then at least he'll dive. Pound never dives.
I know, but...
He just goes out beyond the free throw.
But you have to guard him. But you still have to stand there. You don't have to guard Noah. This offense flows better when Noah's not in it.
You're forgetting the part about Derek getting hurt again, because I got the over-under at two and a half weeks. I got 2.5 weeks from today.
2.5 weeks you got him going down? Yeah. Mid-January?
Yeah, not a major injury, just something that now that he's playing well again, now that he's really attacking, it'll be something that sets him back.
Oh, boy.
I got 2.5 weeks.
Hit by a falling anvil or something? I mean, no, with that guy, it's
Susquehanna Head Company.
I got 5 days in L.A., boys. Anything could happen. You know, Jimmy Butler's going to be at the Wahlberg Mansion. Mark that down.
And now somebody's got to go to the Rainbow and play the video game. Because Lemmy's not there anymore.
And Derek's got to send somebody else to go to the sex belt store. Because he can't buy that himself.
Oh, God.
Well, he still owes for that one.
Yeah, he never paid up on
right,
that.
There's still a guy there with a pink piece of paper saying, why you? You're going to pay for this sex belt.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Have a show. Do some things. Talk about the world. What's on? Things other than you or just you?
Yeah, we're actually going to talk a little college buckets with John Crispin, the former Penn State sharpshooter, one of the Crispin twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
John and Joe, is that right?
I think it was. Yeah, I remember Joe.
Yeah,
so it must be John.
He's at BTN, so we'll...
Is that the team that beat Michigan State here in the Big Ten tourney at the UC?
I just remember the Crispins, and they were just little and white and shoesty, and they made every shot.
I believe that was a skinny guy in Charlie's Angels, wasn't he? Was it a skinny man?
No. Who was that?
Crispin Glover. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yes.
Crispin Glover.
The guy who almost kicked Letterman in the face.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But so what else are we doing? Pete Futek, 440, a little college football, and then Hub with his regular Tuesday Bears and NFL hit.
Cool. Husker Du means do you remember in Danish, and it used to be a memory game. So there we go. Asked, answered.
And that's Bob Mould, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who then set out on his own.
Yes, and has been doing great stuff for a long time. All right, boys, have fun.
All right.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Rosner, I'll see you in the morning. Have a good day, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Oh, hold on a second.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way.
All right, hold on 1 second. Yeah, let me just tell you that. All right, I don't have it. All right, here we go. Sorry. Hey, the shift change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. Professionals.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. If you follow the 49ers saga the past couple of years, it's pretty obvious where the real issue lies. In the owner's office, foolishly, Jed York allowed ego and personalities to run one of the top five head coaches walking the planet out of the organization. Now, as he sorts through a mess he created, York needs to decide whether or not to give Jim Tom Sewell another crack next season or go big game hunting. Personally, I think he goes big game hunting. But let's be honest, despite being one of the marquee franchises in sport, the 49ers' job is incredibly unappealing right now. Now, the GM's on shaky ground, and more importantly, in a QB-driven league, San Francisco's situation remains murky. Is Blaine Gabbert really the answer? Is Colin Kaepernick salvageable? Hey, some of the erosion to the roster was unavoidable, to be fair. But stepping back and looking at the Niners' situation full tilt big picture, if you're a big-time head coach, would you even take their phone call right now? I'm BT.
A holiday message from New Mail Medical. There are lots of really special things you can do for a loved one this holiday season. You can travel. You can give a gift. A ton of really special things. But what if? What if you struggle with issues related to premature aging? Erectile dysfunction, muscle loss, unexplained weight gains, lack of energy. What if that's you? What if that's the man you love? New Mail Medical creates customized, personal treatments to treat issues that all men face as they age. Issues that affect relationships. Issues that can't be corrected with a little blue pill or suffered through as just one of those things. New Mail can repair and reverse a lot of these issues. Wouldn't the best thing for you, for your relationship, for your life, be to give the gift of a healthier you? Then, when you travel or do those really special things, it's with a new you.
New Mail Medical, the experts in men's sexual health. Call them today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or find them online at numale.com.
You could spend a dollar in that app on your phone, buy a digital hat for your digital avatar's digital pet dolphin. He likes it. Then again, he's not real. Maybe get a Crunchwrap slider at Taco Bell instead. Four delicious flavors like Sriracha Chicken and Spicy Beefy Nacho for just a buck each. Sorry, buddy. No, I refuse to be guilt-tripped by a pretend dolphin. Crunchwrap sliders, they're real and real delicious. Only at Taco Bell. Click the banner or order online at TacoBell.com. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on Mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that, and then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
Today.
Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and special Chicago Bear guest Mitch Unrein from 6 to 10, live from the Beehive Tavern and Grill in St. Charles for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4. Kids.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Aaron Brooks leads the way here in the second quarter. Brooks up.
How do you get from one side to the other, Neil Fox?
I don't know, but he did. He snaked his way in there and then scooped with the left hand.
Rose, long range. Oh, bang, bang, bang.
He rallies with the three.
Tony lines it up. Tony Snell. Where you been, big fella?
Tony knows and scores again. It's like a swimming pool right now for Tony Snell. He's playing with tremendous confidence, and this is what they expect out of Tony Snell. If he can do this, he can help this Bulls bench tremendously.
But that should do it. If the Bulls get it in, they do.
Yep.
Game over.
You can drive home safe for Chicago. Be safe in the snow, BB.
104 to 97. The Bulls up in the Raptors.
Blocked a shot, and then that coast-to-coast layup he had was, he was a jet on that play. It was great to see him knock down shot 3 of 5 from three tonight. Again, he's put so much time and effort into that. Talked to him after, before and after. Took him out of the lineup, and he handled it like a champ. You know, whatever you think we got to do to win the game, coach, whatever you think you got to do to win the game. Told him to stay ready, keep himself ready. He's had great workouts. And then to go out and respond and have the not only the fourth quarter, the entire game that he did on both ends of the floor was awesome. So, yeah, really happy for Tony. Aaron, I thought, was terrific all night.
What's say, Fred? That's Fred Hoiberg. The world of Fred. Highlights courtesy Comcast Sportsnet. And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. For the next 4.5 hours or so, we'll do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way with a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door.
I'm Dan Bernstein here on the Boars and Bernstein Show. In for Terry Boars is Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we have the second half at 3:30. We've got John Crispin of BTN talking Big Ten basketball at 4. Pete Futek, college football, 4:40. Hub Arkush and the Bears in the NFL at 5. Surprises along the way as well. And we do have a giveaway. We have $70 worth of gift cards to a participating Rocket Ranch Productions restaurant. You got to be listening if you want to win. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. You email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You have texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at @Boars_Bernstein. He is at @SunTimes_hoops. And I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. Boarsandbernstein.com available for you as well, as is the radio.com app. So you can download that to your mobile device and always have this wonderful, awful show with you. Our producers today are Matt Abaticola.
I'd like to begin by saying Lance Armstrong.
Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Among yesterday's attendees at the wake, all the children of Johnny Red Kerr, who will be buried on Thursday.
I just thought that's a little much to bury them all on Thursday. I mean, it's bad enough that the patriarch dies. The next thing, the children show up Thursday.
They all go
to the ground.
They loved the man.
They loved him so much. That's it. We're going to be buried on Thursday, every last one of us. So I like your angle about Coach Reggie. That's just, why do you think he feels empowered to start being seen and heard like that on the sideline?
I don't know. I think it's because you think he would do it under Thibodeau? I mean, obviously, Derek wasn't playing that much under Thibodeau the last, you know, 3+ years. But I just think there's a comfort that since somebody named themselves the leader, that I can name myself an assistant coach. Hmm. And so I think it's just kind of everyone has an opinion. And now under a more laid-back style, a guy that's considered, you know, that nice guy from Mayberry Ames, you know, everyone can go ahead and offer up what they want to offer up. And I think you're seeing that.
So it's yet another manifestation of a power vacuum.
Yes.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Mark Grody. There is a Blackhawks game tonight in Arizona against the Coyotes as the Hawks aim to kill what has been a two-game funk, which has seen bland losses to Dallas and Carolina. That said, look for Andrew Shaw to make his way to the top line with Teuvo Teravainen sledding down to third. Defenseman Eric Gustafson returns to the team from the minors, while it appears that David Runblad is heading to Rockford after reportedly clearing waivers. NBA, those Bulls continue with a 3-game homestand tomorrow with the Indiana Pacers scheduled to be here. The Bulls looked comfortable at the United Center last night during a 104-97 win over Toronto, in which Tony Snell was killing it, 16 fourth-quarter points. Baseball, plenty of rumble that the White Sox may be in play to potentially sign Jonas Cespedes or Alex Gordon. Ken Rosenthal has been on top of that. As for the Bears, rookie nose tackle Eddie Goldman was sporting that walking boot after the Tampa Bay win, high ankle sprain, for which he will probably not need surgery. That's straight from the mouth of the Bears head coach John Fox. The Bears finish the season Sunday at Soldier Field against the Detroit Lions. And college football right now, first quarter, 5 minutes to go in it. Cal and Air Force 7-7. That is the Armed Forces Bowl.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Coming up in the next update, we'll preview the rest of the bowl weekend. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Yeah, there is a Russell Athletic Bowl as well. This is the home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Groats. He's going to keep you up to date on all of the meaningless bowl activity.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
One by one.
Roll down tide.
Well, that matters.
4:39 to go now.
Okay.
Was that,
yeah,
first was that Peavy? And it is still 7-7.
It was.
Was that Jake Peavy?
Roll tide. We're roll down there. Have a great day. Thanks. I can't take your order. That's what they said at the Illinois State drive.
I covered that LSU-Alabama undefeated, both teams undefeated 4 years ago, where Danny Mac had an accident.
I don't think that's how
he was tailgating.
Right.
But to go to that city, I wasn't prepared for it. Everywhere you go, roll tide. I mean, it's not thank you or hello. It's kind of take your order. Yeah, I'd like this, roll tide.
Yep.
And then
It's like prego in Italy.
Yeah,
where they
yeah.
just they say prego,
yeah.
prego, 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 prego. No matter what, prego, prego. Just,
and then Danny McPeat himself.
Well, it happens. In it the does best happen. Of us, you know,
bathrooms are hard to find.
Yep. You know, you get to a certain age and you kind of expect it. I heard this stuff about the White Sox maybe landing one of these guys. I am also told that the Cubs are currently in serious discussions with more than one team trying to make something pop for them too. My assumption
for the rotation.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I think they need another.
They don't
pitcher.
Like that 4 or 5.
Exactly. So I my guess would be that they're still, because they haven't parted with any prospects yet.
No.
And they've got a ton of assets there. They're going to have some positional log jams. And if they're in the window within the window, as people keep describing this, it would not surprise me if the Cubs hit on something where they land a veteran pitcher of some substance to add to this.
And now all of Chicago's media knows exactly what the Cubs are doing. Welcome aboard, everybody.
No way.
You still think there's people that don't understand it?
I think
everybody's on board now.
No, people may actually understand it, but I still think there are people who are going to play the card of contrarian willful ignorance, whether they actually understand it or not, just because they're dug in so deep. That you can't come off that
can't
position.
Come back.
You can't. That some in your very newsroom have decided.
I love him. I love the guy. I don't care. I love him.
That's where
the wacky professor showing up at halftime of a game.
Well, what happened?
Well,
the wacky professor, I think, he just loses whatever thought he had and doesn't really remember. The other guy is, I mean, I think Morrissey knows what he's doing.
Likes to poke the bear.
Yeah, I think he's just being an antagonist, and there's a role for that. But the other dude, I'm not quite sure where the elevator is stopping these days.
That's why you love it.
Yeah,
you never know what you're gonna get.
Spin the wheel.
He sent out a text message of this dancing Santa. I think it was on his bathtub, just dancing and doing this crazy Santa dance. That was our little holiday gift from.
Was he
Mr. Tellender?
Was he in the bathtub?
No,
at the time?
He may have been. I don't know. Hopefully, he wasn't plugged into anything. He didn't fall in, electrocute the man.
Right, an electric blanket in the bathtub or something. But I guarantee you, there was an open magnum of Chianti.
Without question, yeah. Or a box of something.
A box, well,
something boxed.
Boxed wines are getting better. There's been a stigma against boxed wines.
Oh, but no, he's upper class boxed wine.
I always make fun of Schmutzy for boxed wines. I don't know how that started. It was in a Batacola meme that started at one point. But actually, I will say that they're the I said, is it Boda box? I tried a Malbec of theirs that was actually.
And it was good?
Yeah.
Didn't taste
you know when
cardboardy?
What it comes into play. This was one of these the Dells hockey tournaments where you sort of set up.
Oh, so you're a hockey dad
at the water park.
Boxes of wine.
And, oh yeah, and especially for the Dells tournaments. And parents bring stuff. And rather than having bottles and openers and all that, the convenience of having essentially whatever it is, 6 bottles of wine just
right.
in a cardboard box with a bag in it and a tapper that's right there. And trust me, if you're a
do you guys wheel a cooler through the hotel lobby?
They do.
Do you?
I have not done that, but
you
I have been a willful participant in the
loading up the cooler,
loading up and enjoying what's inside the cooler.
Right.
But whether it's baseball tournaments in the summer, but I'm telling you that the hockey stuff, the parents enjoy. We had a team party last night, and parents were enjoying.
I'm in Minnesota half the summer. You should see the summer hockey parents.
Spring hockey, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Because
there's
there
a rec
too.
Center where there's a rink up there. In the summer, you go up there, take your kids swimming, and there's all these kids dressed like it's December, ready to go in there and hit the puck.
Well, people are very, very serious about it.
Yeah,
and hockey coaches are also proprietary, where if you happen to show up and you've got your baseball cleats on because you're coming from a game or going to a game, you always get that look like,
without question.
Playing baseball too,
We had two hockey
kids
on the football team
by
eighth grade. Gone.
So hockey's not important enough to you? Well, you're not a true hockey person?
You know where you live? This is Minnesota.
Oh, I see you with your soccer cleats there, Mr. Soccer. Okay, so I guess you're not entirely devoted to the great game
exactly.
of hockey.
Unless Bud Grant's coaching you in football, why are you out there?
It's the Boris and Bernstein Show with Joe Cowley in for Terry. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
You could spend a dollar in that app on your phone, buy a digital hat for your digital avatar's digital pet dolphin. He likes it. Then again, he's not real. Maybe get a Crunchwrap slider at Taco Bell instead. 4 delicious flavors like Sriracha chicken and spicy beefy nacho for just $1 each. Sorry, buddy. No, I refuse to be guilt-tripped by a pretend dolphin. Crunchwrap sliders, they're real and real delicious, only at Taco Bell. Click the banner or order online at TacoBell.com. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown. I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom. CBS Thursdays.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Program.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So, this is a question apropos of nothing, but it's just been top of mind because of a particularly popular Christmas and Hanukkah gift this year. I guess I should ask local emergency rooms, but are kids falling off of these hoverboards all over the place?
I only see NBA players riding them. I don't see kids. Okay, I see NBA players
riding
them.
NBA players are world-class athletes, right, presumably with preternatural balance. But in my neighborhood, I've heard of three already kids who've just sort of
fell off their hoverboard.
Because the weather, when initially the weather was good enough, kids are outside on them. And now kids are riding them around the house and into the basements and stuff. And it's just kind of, it's a
problem.
You have to really learn how to ride these things. Then I imagine if you're Dwayne Wade, you're probably a little better at it than some kids. Like, oh yeah, hoverboard. Let's get. And I don't know if it's just me.
When did the lawsuit start?
Well, and they were catching on fire too, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. They were having faulty blow up incidents.
I'm just glad that neither one of my kids wanted one.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would have gotten it anyway, but I'm not sure if it's just something that maybe I was attuned via social media to being attentive to stories about it, or if it's actually a phenomenon that a lot of kids who were excited to open their brand new hoverboards then immediately fell off and went to the ER.
Right. No, I mean, the hoverboard and the big debate over young children getting iPhones this Christmas, I think, were the two hot things. What age should a child have an iPhone?
What do you think?
Well, our 14-year-old just got his iPhone.
Really?
My
daughter's had hers for...
And then I call my sister and her spoiled kids, and I'm talking to the 7-year-old, and he's like, yeah, I got an Xbox One and an iPhone 7. I'm like, well, who are you going to call, buddy? Because he's already had an iPad for a couple of years.
He's got an iPod that's got the messaging, the Apple messaging, so I can text him
from my phone.
He's 11.
Okay, at 7, who do you need to call?
Right. But it becomes a necessity at a certain age, because my daughter was going to be, she'll get on the bus and go to yoga, or we want to know where she is, or say, hey, okay, pick something up on the way home.
We put him through the embarrassment of having a flip out phone.
Oh, why?
Cuz retro. You got to learn to learn to be bullied.
Why don't you give him a desk phone?
The actual Miami Vice 80s phone. If I could find one, I would have.
Or the one from Lethal Weapon where it's in a briefcase.
Right.
He's got to take it to the
briefcase.
Right.
Yeah.
Open the briefcase, take the phone out.
There's lessons to be learned.
I don't think so.
Really? 7 years old iPhone?
But
that's way too young.
Well, start with the iPod. That way he can play games. He can do his Clash of Clans.
He had an iPod for years. He's had the iPad, the Mini. He's had them all. But at what point do you need the phone? Because you need the phone for two things. You need it to text us if there's an emergency or call if there's an emergency. That's it. What else is going on between the ages of 11 and 13 that all of a sudden you have to hit someone up?
A lot. They're sharing information. They have teams that play Clash of Clans together. You got some of these kids playing DraftKings and FanDuel.
Well, he did all that stuff. Yeah. He did Clash of Clans and all that stuff. He had an iPad.
I had to delete Clash of Clans because it was getting to be enough.
Was you playing it?
No, he was playing it. It's like you'd say
was
something.
Was he sneaking it?
No, he
would just ignore you.
He would acknowledge. I said, "Did you hear me?" When I'd say, "Put your clothes away." I heard you.
Right.
And it didn't register. It registered enough for him to say he heard me.
Then I'm thinking, well, socially, what? I mean, are we going down a slippery slope? And then I'm like, well, back when I was 11 and 12, you couldn't pull us away from the Atari. When Space Invaders came out on Atari, forget about it. Fifth grade, forget about it. You didn't hear what your parents were saying.
Astro Smash, that was the one on the Intellivision where it had this sort of trippy, almost trance-like state that you would get into because of the nature of the game. And I would start getting, when falling asleep at night, get these Astro Smash visions. I got that way later with Tetris, when I played too much Tetris.
When you shut your eyes and go to sleep?
Yeah, and you start seeing the shapes dropping. But Astro Smash is very similar, and the music was all weird, and you would get this, you'd lock in to this state. And it was easy enough, Astro Smash, that when you got to the final black background level, and it just sort of kept going, it was endless, and you would never stop, and you would just...
That was in television?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one.
We didn't have that kind of money. We were Atari family.
Well, I actually liked to go. Some Atari games I enjoyed more.
Right.
Like the, what was the Dungeons and Dragons or Adventure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where the dragons look like ducks. Yeah. You know, they weren't exactly convincing dragons.
No, it wasn't the best technology, but still, yeah.
You know, now you could actually get.
You could buy all that stuff. It's got Intellivision, and it even has the slide on things for each game.
The emulators. The Mylar overlays.
Right. Yeah, the overlays to put over the keypad.
But you could also get an Atari joystick, the old-fashioned with the red button but in the joystick is all the games,
right?
And then you plug that into your TV. It might even be wireless now,
right.
But you can just plug that in, and you've got every Atari game in the joystick itself. That's pretty damn cool. Yeah. And then you realize how awful the games are again.
Yeah, and then that's why iPhone 7-year-old doesn't register.
I was watching him play NBA 2K16.
Oh, it's phenomenal
with the Spike Lee narrative that you've got,
Vic.
Well, he start you. Your
friend Vic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his friend was getting in trouble, and the team called him Reggie. Coach Reggie. But it was so funny because he designed a character they thought would look like
him. He created a character.
So he created his little white
Send
guy.
Send him to a college. But pick a college.
Right. But the little white guy all sounds like a black dude.
Yeah. Well, so said, yeah. No matter who you pick, it sounds like a black dude.
No matter who you pick, yeah, you know what I'm saying, right?
And then then all of a sudden your guy looks like some like really light skinned black guy.
Well, he
talks.
I said, why don't you just you know, make yourself into a player that at least looks like an NBA player instead of trying to
what
make him look like
did he
you.
Pick?
He's played. He's done the full narrative like 10 times already.
Right.
I think it went to.
It's a sad ending. You know the ending, right?
This is Villanova. What, does everybody get shot?
No, it's not that sad. It's not, Vic.
Vic dies. Really?
Vic dies.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So you dedicate your season to Vic.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You, like, hang a jersey or you put a patch on or something.
Well, your sister is still your manager. So if you're a white guy, your sister's black. But that's fine. It's Modern Family.
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that. We're going from what we played
to this.
You're in.
And you have to go through the movie sequence to get into the game part of it, the creative story.
High school, college recruiting, where the coaches come to your house and pitch you.
Yes.
And then you've got to pick a college.
Then you go play
then you
college.
Go to college. You hire an agent.
You leave after 1 year.
Yep. You're a one and done.
And the whole time Vic is there talking in your ear. Let's go do this. Let's go. Hey, let me borrow your car. Mm-hmm. And you have what's the nickname? You have a nickname in the game.
Freak.
Let me borrow your car. And then he goes and he gets in trouble with your car. You got to get him out of that.
You have to learn decision making.
The owner is trying to have you lose Vic. He's like, we can't. The owner is hilarious because he's just like a tyrant. He's like,
he's
basically
Mark Cuban.
Yeah. He's basically, I don't care how much we paid you. You can't be friends with Vic. And then you have to make decisions.
Right. You have to learn how to not be a knucklehead.
Right. Right.
And then you play the games.
And then Vic dies. So it really doesn't matter what you did.
I'm not going to tell him. Because he just
if he's played it, then he knows Vic dies.
But he keeps starting it over. Like he plays the playoff game in the rookie season, and then he wants to be a different guy and design
crazy dreadlocks hair and or something. 7 foot.
Right.
Well, then you take that character into the creative play where you're on a team, and then you could go and play in the playground, and it's unbelievable.
And everybody's agreeing on hoverboards, by the way. There's so many tweets and emails of everybody saying that they've seen kids falling off, their own kids have fallen off, or they have fallen off.
Yeah, my kid probably won't get a hoverboard till he's 24. If we're on the same path with the iPhone, when he's about 21, 22, we'll get him a hoverboard.
Dad, what? What do you want? No, you can't have one. You cannot have a hoverboard.
Exactly.
I don't know why you'd be talking like that at that point.
Yeah, old Italian guy, old Jewish guy. What's the difference?
Old Yiddish guy at that point, and it works for you. So anybody who was listening before, we were talking about some of the odd inner workings of this incredibly strange Chicago Bulls team, and they just remain remarkably strange on the court, off the court, the locker room, the coaching, the management. They just can't stop being weird.
Right.
It must be fun to cover.
It is. I mean, it's a lot different than the last couple seasons. I mean, obviously, I know your feelings about Thibodeau, but this stuff would not take place under Thibodeau.
Right.
That's what happens when you have an Iron Fist King. This stuff is not allowed to happen, and people are afraid to let it happen. Even I think from a front office standpoint, there was not a fear of Thibodeau, but they didn't want the waves to rustle.
There wasn't a power vacuum. Love him or hate him, he was coached with a capital C.
Yep.
No matter what.
And look at his role models. Belichick.
Musselman.
what, Musselman, guy, Nick Saban, guys that he looked up to. I remember one time he was naming all the guys he looks up to, Saban, Belichick, and I said, I threw Stalin in there? And he looked at me and goes, come on. I'm like, Stalin's up there.
Well, you know.
You know, Stalin had a door that closed with a button too, just like Saban. I mean, you know, I mean, that's the way it is.
So. Sit and watch film.
Just break down film of Russia, tape. Mother Russia.
Who's, is Boylan doing that for the Bulls now?
Because he's doing a lot of the defensive stuff. I think they all watch film. I think Fred Hoiberg enjoys his film watching. I mean, obviously not 24/7, but I think he
enjoying it is different because I'm not saying Thibs enjoyed it, but he was more of like an addict.
I think he enjoyed it. Every which way you can watch film, he loved it. No, I think there are. I mean, you actually see a head coach now talking to his assistants in a timeout, which we never saw for 5 years. But Thibodeau never acknowledged the assistants in a timeout. He had to be the only NBA coach that didn't even turn to them right. during a timeout to say, what do you think? There was no huddle and then go talk to the players. It was just instantly come around me, and the assistants would listen in.
And now he's got Coach Reggie wanting to tell him.
And now there's Coach Reggie, who's coaching from the other side of the court.
When Jimmy gets the ball, reverse it.
Reverse it.
Move that thing around.
F and reverse it.
There's another guard standing right over there. Let's go guard
to
guard.
In a couple weeks, they're going to have Reggie uniforms, just like back in the AAU days.
I was thinking this, that if Jimmy Butler had some sort of off night and he ends up with 5 points and everybody starts in with the other narratives, he's not going to give the ball up in the next game.
There's times in games where it feels like he thinks Derek's getting a little too much.
Oh, absolutely. My turn.
And vice versa. There's okay, you had yours. My turn now.
He will do next game. Jimmy is going to shoot every time.
When's Wednesday night, Indiana. Paul George.
Lots of possessions.
Yep.
They play up tempo.
Yep.
That's you watch. We're Boers and Bernstein. We have a lot more to come. We got giveaways, we got things, we got guests, and talking sports and else on the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
You could spend a dollar in that app on your phone, buy a digital hat for your digital avatar's digital pet dolphin. He likes it. Then again, he's not real. Maybe get a Crunchwrap slider at Taco Bell instead. Four delicious flavors like Sriracha Chicken and Spicy Beefy Nacho for just $1 each. Sorry, buddy. No, I refuse to be guilt-tripped by a pretend dolphin. Crunchwrap sliders. They're real and real delicious. Only at Taco Bell. Click the banner or order online at TacoBell.com. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the finest feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks, filled with